Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
What's that you're watching?
Oh, a sports clip.
Oh, sports?
Yes, I was watching sports.
Never understand.
I was watching netball.
Netball?
Bounce hoop.
Does it have anything to do with the internet?
No.
No. Can it?
Those Damn Ross Kids. A conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
You would think that, though. Mm. Oh, netball. I play netball all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Play netball a couple hours a day.
And the rest of the time, you message on Facebook?
Message who? You have to have friends to message.
You have like 200 friends.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Or Facebook friends.
Yeah, Facebook friends, which means nothing. You all mean nothing to me.
Most of them don't. You seem reserved.
Do I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you seem like you're a little bit downtrodden.
No, I'm fine. I'm doing okay. You're the one who's downtrodden.
What was that?
that was my
the truth.
My impersonation of somebody who was trying to. I want to go to check the definition of this, so I'm not.
Spell it.
What's that?
Spell it.
Well, I want to make sure it's actually the right word.
Are they T's or D's?
What?
Downtrodden or downtrodden?
Downtrodden. Yeah, no, that is not the right word. I was going to say genuflect, but that's not the right thing. No, when you're trying to deflect attention and just like you trail off, right? Just like, well, you know, I'm not the one who is that something humans do? I do most of my learning from books.
Is that something humans do? I guess. Probably.
I don't know.
Humans made up words, so evidently yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. No, the word I was going to use was genuflect, but that is to feign servility, which is not the case.
The 90s hip-hop artist Genuine.
his crossover hit with Reflection, the Malaysian new wave artist. Genuflect, Genuine, and Reflection. Oh, man.
Genuine, made from real grapes.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny, man. So I'm out of groceries, but it is an and. I'm out of groceries, and my lunch today was cheese and crackers. So, fun.
That's horrible.
I know, right? That was really just a choice. I didn't feel like thawing out a steak. So
I put blue cheese crumbles on Pringles.
What?
That's real. That's what I had for lunch.
Is it?
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Pringles.
And I have groceries.
No, I just had some whole wheat townhouse crackers and some pepper jack.
Some multi-grain Pringles with blue cheese crumbles.
Multi-grain Pringles?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Like, is potato a grain?
I don't think Pringles are potato.
Well, they're
recycled packaging material.
They're reconstituted tomato paste.
Reconstituted potato chips.
reclaimed potato chips. Yeah. No, if History Channel's American Eats or something is to be believed, Pringles was when they first came out, it was a real kerfuffle about what could actually be called a potato chip. because, you know, Frito-Lay was coming out saying this cannot, they can't say it's a potato chip because it's not a sliced potato.
It's called so, like a potato snack or something.
And I forget. I need to actually.
A potato crisp.
A potato crisp. Because it's because they're it's British, this company that is based out of Cincinnati. Oh, man. So many things are based out of Cincinnati.
Pringles is?
Yeah, Pringles.
Huh.
Mm, yeah. It's a P&G, killing, it's a killing P&G the earth. Product. Oh, Pringles are?
Oh, the packaging material is horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can't sell Pringles above a certain altitude, right?
They sell them in vacuum packs.
Well, no, they're currently sold in vacuum packs, like with the, you know, like what is it, the tubes. But when they ship them from, you know, sea level up to, like, let's say Denver, right, the tubes explode. It's the same thing with tennis
That's
balls.
That's horseshit. I've taken Pringles on a plane.
Well, they regulate the pressure. Like, if you take Pringles on a plane, you will see that the foil on the top, like, before you pop it, like, you know, before you pop and you can't stop, it'll be bulging outward. So if you go to Denver and like anybody who lives in Colorado, who lives in Denver, who has seen this, like, let me know. They sell Pringles in bags.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
Okay. Okay, cool. Same thing with
tennis
balls.
Guy I know who looked like Sammy L. He was all signed on to do Pringles on a plane.
Pringles on a plane. Let's see here. Brand of potato and wheat-based stackable snack crisps owned by the Kellogg Company.
And then Frito-Lay made stackables.
Yeah. Frito-Lay has their own thing.
Has their own Pringle.
They have their own Pringle, which they're real gross.
They're not bad.
I don't know. Like, I'll do a Pringle because they're really heavily salted. Like, if I was sitting in a room with a light bulb and some kind of tasteful fern, I would, and there is a can of Pringles on the table next to the fern. I would
it's
eat some
ficus,
of the Pringles.
You're queer.
It's a ficus. Why does that make me queer? Do you remember corn Pringles?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole thing. There's some flavors that are only distributed. This is me reading Wikipedia.
Fritos.
There's prawn cocktail, spicy cheese, wasabi, smoky bacon, curry flavors. Oh God, a curry Pringle. That might actually be good.
You eat a whole stack of those and you diarrhea in the container.
it's dual serve. Oh man. Yeah, but no, that whole vacuum pack thing is horse shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was a funny story I wanted to say. But yeah, no, those can't be chips because it's like it's tomato paste. So here's the thing. How did you crumble blue cheese onto a Pringle?
Blue cheese, it comes in crumbles.
Right.
And you just kind of scooped them up in that natural curved duckbill shape.
But so here's the problem. Because it is a hyperbolic paraboloid, there's actually no like scoop, like there's always a surface that I can fall off of. Okay.
I ate over the crumble container.
Well, yeah. So you could just, the circle of life.
You know what? You had a better lunch than I did. All right.
Okay. What do you mean?
You had crackers and cheese.
Yeah. No.
And I eat off of a parabolic hyperboloid.
Hyperbolic paraboloid. Okay. No. But it's kind of
like. Hyperbolic paraboloid?
Because of the way that they're shaped and also the brittleness, quite frankly. Like, Pringles might actually be the least dippable chip outside of like a regular kind of Lay's, which is nothing but grease and therefore crumbles immediately.
You're the least dippable.
I'm so angry with you right now because of this. I don't know. Another reference says the P&G chose the Pringles name from a Cincinnati telephone book.
Mr. Pringle?
Mr. Pringle. It's the guy on the can.
Yeah, that's me, Curtis Pringle.
Look at me. Hey, Chris, what episode
that's
is this?
That's all we eat over the Rhine.
What episode is this?
Here's my camera. Take a picture.
Man, one time I was parking in Over the Rhine. This is when I first moved here. I was trying to parallel park in Over the Rhine, and a homeless guy came up and was like,
"Someone stole my hair."
It was like the Jackass movie. Somebody snuck up on me with clippers, and
didn't just, even hear the clippers. Like, it's all cold all of a sudden.
So, is there a breeze?
Oh God, brr.
Burr. All of my luxurious hair taken like tears in the rain. No.
Give me your hubcaps. I got no hubcaps.
No.
Give me your hair then.
But I need my hair. Give me your hair. Yeah, no. It's
Do you have any idea how ridiculous I'd look with no hubcaps? Do you have any idea how ridiculous you look with no hair?
Do you know how much trouble I went through to put spinners on this 2003 Saturn L200? Ugh, man. Simpler times, Chris. Simpler times. No, somebody helped me park and then demanded payment from me. Like, guided me. Like, yeah, he was kind of doing me a solid, but it was a really awkward social situation. So I gave him a couple of bucks because I didn't want to cause trouble.
See that sign on it that says rib tips?
What?
It's from Vacation.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
My cousin lives in a burned out El Torino.
What episode is this, Chris?
Episode 118.
Ah, okay.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses with talk of snack food and whatnot. Oh man, cheese and crackers. That is a good snack.
That's a meal.
Well, today it was a meal replacement. Some people do meal replacement shakes. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meal replacement snacks, I suppose. I don't know.
I make my own Lunchables.
I kind of do. I'll pick up a pepperoni sometimes if I'm feeling saucy. I'll cut up some of that, and I will make little tiny sandwiches out of crackers, cheese, and then some slices of pepperoni.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, throw a ham bone in there. You got yourself a stew going. Man, can you tell me a story?
Gold, there's a poet and conceptual artist named Kenneth Goldsmith.
Okay. I don't.
And he wants to print the entire internet. Or more accurately, he wants you and everyone you know to print out whatever portion of the internet strikes your fancy and then mail it to him. He says, we're literally looking for folks to print out the entire internet. We have over 500 square meters of space to fill.
What?
He admits that the whole internet, or even a real chunk, would overwhelm any space, but he wants to literally materialize the amount of information around us. He hopes the result will live on after the exhibition closes, traveling and growing. But if not, it'll be recycled.
Hopefully. That sounds like such a...
I'm guessing this guy works for Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah. No, like printer ink is more expensive than pixie blood. Why am I angry at this guy?
I've never done pixie blood.
What do you mean?
It's not a narcotic.
You've never... it does sound like a narcotic from like an early 80s or an early 90s like buddy cop film. Like, oh man, we've got to stop this pixie blood epidemic. You're a loose cannon. I'm going to punch you with my badge.
Keep calm, ma'am. I've seen this before. Never underestimate the power of pixie blood.
Mm. Well, there's angel dust, and then there's pixie blood. And then there's the devil's dandruff.
And then there's Blue Boy.
What's Blue Boy?
Yeah, that was a classic Dragnet episode.
Oh, do tell. Can you summarize it for me?
Yeah, Blue Boy. He huffs spray paint.
or takes acid or something. I don't know. He's got his face painted blue.
Okay. Did he blue himself? Timely reference. Yeah.
Not huzzah.
Right. Huzzah. Yeah. Oh, man. So how much pornography, like even like message boards, like what constitutes the internet? And like, okay, so like pornography, do you print out every frame of a video?
I don't know, man.
Do you transcribe every podcast? Is somebody transcribing this now?
You can't print it. That's the point.
You go, okay. Yeah. So I'm angry because of the point that he's trying to make.
I think so.
So did I just let the artist win?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I've never been
so disappointed. You're not a real artist.
I knew it. You know, I knew it, but I wasn't quite ready to fess up to it. I'm a fraud. There we go. I'm a fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big
time. I mean, like, we're all frauds to a certain extent, but I'm like way more of a fraud than most other people. I'm like a Don Draper level fraud.
I want to walk into somebody's house, you know, somebody that I don't know, and scream, "You think this is real? This isn't real," and start smashing things.
Starts.
None of this is real.
My favorite thing to say to throw somebody off guard is, "I really wish you'd stop judging me."
You always think of really, really clever things to say, but in the moment you can't say them.
Oh no.
Like when I was tased, I wanted to scream ACLU, but I couldn't. I just just diarrheaed my Pringle can.
All you could say was 66 times in the head.
Stop resisting.
Yeah. That's scary. Do you know what else is scary, Chris?
What?
Super flus. SARS, swine flu, avian flu, Captain Trips.
I just read a headline that said Dan Aykroyd not guilty of murder.
Oh, come on.
Only of making shitty movies.
Yeah. Nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble, Dan. Nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
So angry that movie even exists.
that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
What's funny?
Oh God!
Enlighten me.
No, it was if the Bee Gees had an a cappella band called Nothing But Trouble.
No, that's a joke. That was Andy's a cappella group on The Office.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Chris, yes, it is.
I don't think it is.
Here we go.
Having a type off.
A type off. Oh,
it's an all-female a cappella group.
At
Barry Gibb.
Barry Gibb. He was the one exception.
No, Andy on The Office was Here Comes Trouble.
Here Comes Trouble. Okay. No, so what am I thinking of here? Have you heard of MERS?
The gift to Jesus?
No, I think you're thinking of Frankenberries. No, not MRSA, not MER, but MERS. -COV, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, which is a new virus that is threatening to take the world by storm. And by world by storm, I mean kill everybody. It presents itself like any kind of like regular respiratory flu, except that 52% of the people who get it have died so far. And there are quarantines being set up all around the world in order to stop people who have been in these areas, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, from like, you know, passing into other parts of the world. Yeah,
it's a war on Islam.
Oh, so you're thinking that this is going to be some kind of like a some kind of Black Ops biological weapon that was deployed?
Well, I hope so.
That's horrible.
No, I hope it's biological. Why? War. Because we haven't had that kind of war yet, really.
I think we're skipping.
I'm tired of old war.
We don't have old war anymore. We just have drones that attack people and kill them for no reason, with no trial or anything.
I've been killing guilty people.
No. So, like, okay, I would rather believe that this was the malicious act of some government as opposed to, let's say, random.
Something that could happen.
Yeah. As opposed to random chance that could make anything I touch kill me.
Video game only distributed in the United States called War somewhere else.
That's pretty good. I like that. Huh. But yeah, MERS, keep on the lookout because it's a real big deal. The World Health Organization says, be scared. Always be scared.
Who?
The World Health Organization.
Exactly.
I was literally about to say the World Health Organization, otherwise known as WHO, otherwise known as WHO. So, yeah.
Yeah,
It looks real goofy too. It looks kind of like a drawing from the television show Doug.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
MERS.
This comes from Craigslist.
Okay.
Woman's post says, "Yes, you saw that right. I'm selling positive pregnancy tests." Ever since I became pregnant, I've been asked numerous times for a positive test, so I decided to start charging for
it. Holy shit.
I will take the test the same day you want to pick it up. I don't care what you use it for, not my business.
Kind of is your business. Literally.
Wink.
Literally, you have made a business out of pissing on a stick.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who make a business out of pissing on dicks, you piss on sticks.
Yeah, right? It's on the Amazon evil bitches marketplace.
I'll allow it. I normally wouldn't, but I'll allow it.
What the? Why would you do that?
What? So you can trap a man?
Please, baby, don't leave me. This baby won't.
This baby's gonna stick around. Yeah, that's a recurring theme. Because I hate myself and the rest of humanity.
Make that check out to Junior.
because I hate myself and the rest of humanity, I often dip into certain publications and message boards and just generally, you know, feeling the sentiment of various groups with ethos I don't really believe in, but I find fascinating. In this instance, my WHO research has led me to, you know, MRAs, you know, men's rights activists, people who are absolute shitholes. There's this notion of sperm jacking, which is like people believe that there are women who will intentionally try and get pregnant so they can entrap a man and like get like all of his money out of him.
I think Tupac said it best.
What do you mean? They got a jump shot.
No, that was Biggie Smalls. Okay.
Sorry. But it's a good idea to sell these positive pregnancy tests. You find what the people want, and then you go to them with your piss covered sticks, and you say like, "Hey, $20," and then they buy it.
You think about it that way. Probably shouldn't be buying it.
What, buying something that is?
Why wouldn't somebody just make a fake pregnancy test?
Oh yeah,
like why does it have to be truly soaked in urine?
So it can pass the sniff test.
Oh God, how do I know this has been in Uranus? Oh yep, sure
there,
has.
There we go. I will ask no more questions.
How do I know you really ate Pringles and blue cheese for lunch?
We can't tell. Your story just doesn't hold up. The physics don't the physics don't work.
Those are multigrain. Shakira saying that.
I don't understand. I don't understand the notion of multigrain. Man.
It's like making the Pringles are like making homemade paper.
Oh yeah, where you take it and you put it in a blender.
They screen them up.
I had a roommate who did that.
I'm sure he did.
She was an artist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, nice
lady. Slash suicide bomber.
No, not that different one. So,
what if the '80s? What if the '80s like hip fashion was suicide bomber jackets?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
He's wearing road flares.
I don't know, something. Just the bomber jackets were really, really big then.
The bomber jackets.
They were. Had one.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It had patches on it.
You know,
from all your missions.
From all my missions. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah. So I was watching this video. I get so angry when I go to do research for the show. And I see something that I'm like, oh, that's an interesting headline. And it's a video as opposed to like just a freaking news article that I can pull quotes from. I have to watch this 30-second commercial for a Scion. And then I have to watch this news spot. It's like, how hard is it to write? And so, yeah. But I watched this video about.
So hold on.
Good.
You'll play a game for 45 or 50 hours to do research for another podcast. But the fact that you may have to take like three sentences worth of notes on a video for this podcast is putting you out.
It just bugs me because I can't find that story anywhere else. It's more
efficient.
The fact
that bugs you bugs me.
Why is that? It just, okay, so it's the advertisement more than anything. Okay.
I slave for 45 minutes before we record two episodes of this show.
You slave for 45 whole minutes.
Good Sometimes God. Longer.
Yeah. No. Like, honestly, it's the ads that bug me. Like, I have crafted my life in such a way that I don't have to experience that much advertisement. Okay. And when I see that, like most of these news station websites are just the worst thing. They're very poorly designed. They don't work that well. Oftentimes the ad will load, but the video won't. And I have to watch two Scion ads to watch a 45-second news spot.
Oh, the ads always load.
Oh, the ads always load.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have to keep the advertisers happy, not our freaking consumers. Man. No, it just bugs me. It bugs me that I have to watch the ads. I'll watch a video. I don't, it's whatever, but it's the ads. No, but there's a 45-year-old farmer in Iraq who he decided long ago. Good.
I just was thinking about waiting for a video to load that had the headline of a bull gets thrown by tornado into China shop.
But it's not so
and all
much.
I could think about was, where is a China shop? I haven't seen one of those in years.
Which then I turn around into an even grosser thing, which is after the wrestler China fell on hard times due to her freakish anatomy, she turned to pornography, which is true. She does do porn, except she had to resort to bestiality pornography, the debut title of which was just Bull in China. See, it wasn't even that funny. It was just a... screw it.
Like from Night Court?
Bull from Night Court in China from the WWF? I don't know. Go ahead.
I just thought of like a porn series called Celebrities Washed Up. And it would show China and Bull from Night Court just in the shower together.
I know, on the beach.
All washed up.
Yeah. No, just on the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I forget what I was even going to say. Oh, no. So 45-year-old Iraqi farmer, he decided long ago, enough is enough. I am so tired of these scorpions and snakes biting me. So he decided to start fighting back, or biting back. And he just picked him up off the ground and just ate him, specifically the scorpions. he gets stung in the mouth all the time, but he is now immune to the poison, he claims. And if he stops eating them, he gets withdrawal symptoms.
He's doing scorpion?
Yeah, he is juicing the scorp. Juicing the scorp.
Evidently, Iraq has a Pauly Shore.
Iraqi Pauly Shore. Did I ever tell you about the time I met Pauly Shore?
Yeah, you were working at a radio station for the mute.
For the what?
Fashion blind.
Fashion.
I don't know. The deaf.
No. That was when I met what's his name? Peter. Peter from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
When did you meet Pauly Shore?
And that was at the college radio station.
Oh, my bad.
At the college radio station.
Yeah, that's what people don't understand a lot about stand-up comics, is that they're up late doing shows, and then they have to get up early and go in and promote the shows that they're doing in town.
That they do. And so he was in and just kind of like, yeah, you're Pauly Shore. I shook his hand like, I liked Son-in-Law. It's like, okay, cool. And then he went about his business. Unfortunately, I wasn't the one who interviewed him.
Can I whittle wood with you?
Can I whittle wood with you?
That was from Son-in-Law.
Remember?
That really was. Look it up. That was from Son-in-Law.
Yeah, yeah. He broke her glass unicorn.
I guess.
I don't know. But yeah, just wheezing the scorp. Just pick it up and eat it.
I think I prefer jury duty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did that have Jeff Daniels in it?
And there's that was Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, okay.
No, that Jeff Daniels was in a movie with
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards.
Yeah. What was that called?
That was called Out of Order. No. What was it called? Kramer versus Kramer.
That's funny. I like that. No,
yeah,
that,
sorry.
That was
you got it.
That was trial and error.
Trial and error. That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Oh wow! Why do I remember that movie?
I don't know.
Oh, it had Rip Torn in it.
That's why.
Yeah, that was on the.
What's his real name?
Rip Torn.
Yeah.
Let's look here. Elmore Rual Torn.
Yeah, I like Rip Torn better.
Yeah, Rip Torn's pretty expensive. That's good.
It's funny though.
Yeah.
Not all Iraqis are terrorists.
No. Some of them just wheeze the scorp.
Some Americans are terrorists.
Yeah. No, that's.
And not all terrorists are religious extremists.
Right. Yeah. They can be all a terrorist. Yeah.
Employees at the Oregon Teacher Standards and Practices Commission had a very strange visitor. The man walked into the office, plopped a pressure cooker with wires sticking out of it on the counter, and explained that he had been trying to use the device to blow up a sign outside because of a spelling error. The sign, he said, was missing a D in the word and.
Oh.
The 50-year-old man said his bomb hadn't worked and went into the office to complain about misspellings in the online instructions for it, implying that the commission ought to be alarmed by the educational failure this indicated.
I'm not a criminal. The real crime here is the lack of copy editing.
Me a bomb?
Jeez. That's, yeah. you know, sometimes you have to pick which hill you're going to die on.
I think that this just means that I need to pick a new place to store all my wires.
Oh, your pressure cooker.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you should do what you love. Okay. You should follow your bliss. And if your bliss tells you to put this on a pressure cooker, I suppose, then, you know, you should do it.
Spelling is important, especially in this day and age of spell check.
Yeah. No, there's no excuse.
There is an insane amount of grammatical error in like just omission and wrong word if you read copy on internet like articles.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't mean blogs. I mean like, you know, like on Reuters and even like even the newspapers mm-hmm. or news sites.
Yeah. No,
when I mean, it's like every day I find like two or three and I mean I read a fair amount of news, but mm-hmm. I see it and it's just like what the fuck kind of yeah. people. No, what are they doing over there?
Like if you're just reading
Scorpion?
It, they're wheezing the scorp. Man, if you're just reading it, if you're just looking at it, you can, yes, it bothers me, like, because I am a dyed-in-the-wool pedant. But, like, that really...
what? You fuck baby sheep?
No. No.
Dyed-in-the-wool pedant.
Yeah. You know, pedantry.
Okay, what is that?
No. Like if somebody's being pedantic, they're just being real, like nitpicky, like just kind of like yeah.
Oh, you know? Lasted like, forever. Like, I think like in the middle of it, I went pedantic.
Pedantry. Let me look it up here, because there are plenty of words that I vaguely know. Excessive concern with minor details and rules. There we go. There are many rules that I vaguely know just because I have read them. But
excuse me, word 7 of paragraph 3 of section 8.
Yeah. No. But like when I was reading out loud, like at the radio station for the blind, and you would get those like shitty passive voice constructions that would show up, like especially in the sports pages. If you read the sports pages, like it is like where syntax goes to die. It is the craziest fucking thing. Really, really upsets me, actually.
I can tell.
Yeah. So this guy just went crazy and did it.
Well, he just, you know, just drew some attention to the cause.
Yeah, no. And that's what terrorism is all about, right? Raising awareness.
Hey, look at me.
look at this sentence. Yeah. That's probably a mental disorder, right? That's probably an illness of a sort.
Of yours, probably.
Okay. Speaking of things to be terrified of, a UN commission has come out and said that we really, really, really need to start focusing on how to make people not develop killer robots. Christoph Heinz of the UN, he's a special rapporteur. He said that we need to think about the implications of killer robots while the genie is still in the bottle. Quote, time is of the essence. Trying to stop technology is a bit like trying to stop time itself. It moves on. Okay? If we, like, turn on, if we flip this switch and we have robots which will autonomously seek out and kill humans, then we're done. Okay? So we need to declare and implement a national moratoria on the production, assembly, transfer, acquisition, deployment, and use of robots until we get this shit figured out. Okay? We are pretty close to having killer robots. Now, here's the funny part. Before we go on and talk about killer robots, I want to hedge off at the pass. What is my one pet peeve about science reporting and popular publications?
Inaccurately relating it to some sort of other thing, like movies or games.
That means you're correct. This is from FoxNews.com, but the military tech section, and the headline image, as opposed to like an actual robot that might be, you know, that might exist, or, you know, some kind of concept art. What do they have?
We do not want to live in a world that is exactly like Bad Dudes.
No, we don't. We're Ronald Reagan is just being grabbed by ninjas left and right. Fuck. If the Gipper's not safe, nobody's safe. No. The image, the banner headline image is the T-1000 from Terminator.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So fucking funny.
We live in a world.
In a world.
Where James, in a world.
In a world where James Cameron. You do it better with your voice all fucked up like it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. Boomy. You're all boomy. So, boom, boom. So if you see a killer robot, tell it to stop. Boom, boom, boom. Please, for the love of God, stop. Oh, God, it's coming right at me. Stop. It feels no mercy, nor does it know what mercy is. Time is of the essence.
It is. A survey was done in the United Kingdom, and it found that only 35% of people wash their sex toys after every use.
Oh, no.
More than half of the participants said they washed their toys regularly, and 12% admitted to never cleaning them at all. So the website that I got this from has an office of people that curate the website, edit, and post. Of that, there are some women. The women, as well as men, were asked in the office, and some of the quotes read, "Oh, God, I'm the grossest. I kind of half-heartedly wipe them down every time, but I don't really know how to wash them." So it's a question of education? Maybe.
What?
Like, another quote.
Okay,
another
so quote. So Andy. So do we need to get Andy Kaufman up in here to say this is soap?
Maybe. Another quote reads: "It really depends on how dirty I got them."
By definition, you are plunging this into filth pits,
into the filthiest part of you.
Well, the filthiest part of you is your mouth. But continue. Says,
I only use them clitorally, so unless they got sweaty. What? I wash them maybe every few months. But if they do get sweaty from use, I wash them pretty much immediately.
Okay. Still wicked. So you're telling me.
Another quote reads, "I put them in a plastic baggie so they don't touch anything in my drawer. I wash them if they got heavily used. If not, maybe once every couple weeks."
How can you, isn't it all it's all heavily used.
Depends on what grade you're buying.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're buying the heavy duty version or.
If you're buying the industrial. If
you're buying two cycle.
The industrial.
Two cycle kickstart. I don't wash my mower after every time I use it.
Two cycle. You have to make sure you get the fuel mixture right. Oh, ride it hard and put it away wet.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Can you do the run-a-na again for me?
Run-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, somebody's gonna come. Somebody is gonna come.
What can they do?
They can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, where they can find episodes of the show. They can find us on iTunes, where they can leave us a rating or review. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. If you would like to support the network financially, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you will be able to buy something on Amazon, and then we get a little cut from that to cover the various expenses of running this network and bringing you this content every week, several times a week. It's a whole big thing. Related to that, we also have other shows on the network. If you're curious, if you like the pure comedy stuff, The Pitch is really, really good. That is a show that Gary Butterfield does with his friend Brayton Cameron, where they talk about solutions for modern day living. And then there is also a new show on the network called Abject Suffering. Previously, that was a show that was just for premium subscribers to watch out for fireballs. But because the Kickstarter did so well, that is out there for everybody to listen to. You suggest bad games, and then we talk about mostly things aside from that bad game. Examples include licensed games like the Wayne's World video game or the Home Improvement video game. Just in general, shitty stuff you might not have heard of, but is real funny to talk about. And then there's other shows which you can check out just at duckfeed.tv. Did I miss anything, Chris?
You got it.
Awesome. Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.